Welcome, seekers of financial empowerment, to another electrifying episode of Money 911. I'm your host, Chris Miller, your navigator through the realms of abundance and prosperity. Today, we have the privilege of being joined by the illustrious Rebecca Davison, energetic alignment coach, intuitive guide, and spiritual mentor. Her journey from the corridors of high finance to the ethereal realms of spiritual abundance has granted her profound insights into the art of manifesting desires at warp speed. Get ready to ignite your inner fire and align your energy for accelerated manifestation. All right, Rebecca, it's such an honor and privilege to have you here today.
And thanks, Chris. So good to be here. I love making heart-centered connections, right? Especially when we're talking about money.
Yeah, heart connections. And it's really neat energetically to, as you more align, you know, with the spirit inside and as things manifest inside, outside, that I'm actually finding now, finally at this point in my life, bringing people into my life that I really enjoy working with. Like, imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the concept of energetically aligning our desires, it sounds profound and intriguing, but those tuning in may not really, maybe knew the idea, but a lot, it's kind of circulating and going around for, you know, wow, it's nothing new. It's been around for centuries and it's taken form in a lot of modalities from, you know, praying to all kinds of things. But maybe you could break down what it means to you to align energetically with our desires and how it affects the speed of manifestation.
I love what you said there, actually, because I think a lot of people get confused on this topic. And it's actually about making life more simple, which I think people are craving because life has become so complicated. Our attention is being pulled in so many directions. And the truth is, whatever you want to call it, spirit, consciousness, your higher self, awareness, soul, whatever the label is, we're just using a label to determine a frequency, really. But it's about making it simple. And it's about realizing that, I like to say, the energy that beats your heart, because we can all orientate to that immediately. We know that there is something that is creating life through our physical body, and learning how to have a relationship with that can make everything so much more simple. Now, obviously, the process of doing that is really about self-trust, right? Knowing ourselves. Doing things like, in a way, taking our attention off our circumstances and coming back to, who am I being in my relationship with myself? Let me give you an example. Like, when everything is going well in your world, that's like circumstantial power. Like, I'm powerful because my circumstances are going well. But true power is, I know that I'm okay, independent of what my circumstances are doing. And this is where our PowerPoint is, to be able to go, am I going to do this from the level of mind, or am I going to shift into the part of me, that consciousness that's beating my heart, and allow that to guide me in this moment? And I know it can sound very esoteric, and it can sound like, well, that's a nice idea. But this is, of course, where we need to learn to navigate our own ego self, which is just a reflex, which is fear-based, which loves to rationalize things, right? The ego is always going, oh, money is really hard, or it's really difficult. And again, this is where we have to learn that we're attributing meaning all the time. I'm sure you would have seen this a million times, Chris, where right. People making money mean something. One of the first things I want to do is realize I'm conscious. I'm more powerful than money. Money is a piece of paper. It is not conscious. It is just what I make it mean.
That's right. It's just an instrument or a tool. And it's so cool how you were talking about like being born into this world, we are born with blinders on, and it's a discovery. And I, just in my lifetime, the way that everything is speeded up, and I'm at the point that I don't see really going back to what, I mean, you know, I used to just sit by the river and just, you know, relax, and still can do that. But there's so much things are speeding up, and it, you know, a simple task now takes five more actions to do. And it's fascinating because learning how to stay centered inside of that and listen. And that was the first, I think that was the first spiritual tap that I had, and, you know, from God to, that's how I express how I hear it, was the word listen. And I don't even think I could speak at the time, but that was the first word I heard was listen. And that's been a journey of listening because of all the preoccupations. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say that you have to, everybody's got all these different processes to find their heart center and listen, right? Mm-hmm. What's your go-to? Like, how do you reset when you are like, you know, everything's like, and you're not listening and maybe tripping a little bit? How do you reset into that center there?
That is such a great question, because I think also too, what happens with the mind is the mind loves the short, quick, instant gratification answer.
Right. Give it to me now.
Give me the information. But I'm talking about changing your relationship with who you're being, right? Which is very different from just like, oh, something from the mind. What I'm talking about is, what does it take to kind of, if you were looking at it inside of yourself, like I'm living in this kind of confined prison jail known as my mind, and I actually have the key to get out of it. So I'm going to reorientate by getting out of my head and going and living in my heart space more and trusting life to move through me. It's a completely different value proposition than just like, I'm just going to use this to quieten my mind, right? It's a reorientation, like, no, I'm going to live from consciousness. So it doesn't have to be. And the work then is to stay open, because if we're open, it's easy to receive intuitive awareness, to hear the word listen, to be open to receiving more information that's going to help us, and really trusting that. And this is why it can be so frustrating and annoying for people who are operating from the rational mind, because they see people like me or people in the spiritual realms who are creating huge volumes of income or money because they're working consciousness. And the rational-minded person is wanting to rationalize it away. Oh, that was just a stroke of luck, or that was just, you know, like you got it from that source or wherever the money has come from. Least of all, what they're doing is they're kind of reducing their power, because people are so powerful. You know how you talked about the blinders on? People do not see their own power. And because of fear, they literally, it's like magnets, they kind of repel it away from them.
Right.
But when we shift that around and go, actually, I am so powerful in terms of what I can create, and again, reorientate, what happens is doors start opening up where there were once walls, and we can start walking through that into different levels of awareness and consciousness to go, no, this does get to be easy.
Yeah.
Right away for like 8 hours a day, mm-hmm. creating this outcome, or being a slave to money, or feeling like I have to do this because I have to make money in order to survive. That is
such
not
a difference.
Yeah.
Right. So, it's such a difference. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I appreciate the struggle though, because, you know, we've had hurt in our life, it's natural for the ego reflex to get activated because it's always trying to keep us safe, but it's doing it from fear. So obviously, you know, there have definitely been times where I have had so much struggle. And I think what happens is you just get sick of yourself, you know, like, oh, I'm doing the same dynamic again. But, you know, sometimes this can show up when we change jobs, for example, and we've carried the pattern of who we are into the next job. So the same dynamics start happening. As opposed to going, okay, I need to do something. I need to change the relationship that I'm having with myself so it does become easier. One of my biggest revelations, Chris, was actually when I was like That's what the problem is. I'm being horrible to myself. I'm making myself wrong. I'm thinking that there's something wrong with me. And again, the reorientation, because if you think about it, that's all mind. The heart doesn't think like that. The heart is love. It's acceptance. It's like, no, everything is fine. I'm going to choose love over fear. So that piece in itself to go, I get to stop beating myself up. There is nothing wrong, because my ego will convince me all day long that there is, because the ego is fear-based. And if I was just operating from everything is working and everything is flowing, and all I need to do is when I start going into a little bit of fear or I going into contraction, how am I going to choose to respond to that? Am I going to do it from fear, or am I going to do it from love? Can I keep myself kind of energetically open to keep moving forward and having the flow of energy unfold in a way that feels really beautiful? Or am I going to go hammer and tongs and, you know, let my ego do three rounds with me in the ring and end up on the floor?
Right. Right. That's a decision. And I find it every second, like as you're going through the day, you know, you get bumped. And it's what I'm allowing in as it comes in, as it for me or against me. And, you know, all loving goodness, you know, when those negative thoughts are not for me, and I literally have to choose, right? I literally say, nope, you know, I let go, let God, get out of here. I'm not, you know, I'm actually choosing, because we've lost that pathway to our heart. Most of us are in the brain, insane in the brain. And, you know, it can transpose into your health. It transposes into your wealth or your relationships. But, you know, the inner taking five and the amen, what had said to me one time, just at the, you know, at the end of the day, just be still. And I never would do it, you know, just, it wasn't like I had to do some om or meditation, but just like, let go, just relax, just breathe and clear so you can hear your heart. Don't you find this, because there's so much noise in the pathway and we've lost the intuition to even trust like the little voice that says, go right instead of left, right? And as you obey it, it gets easier to do. But that is a practice. Wouldn't you say you have to be doing that almost, you know, all day long, right?
Well, I guess for me, because again, I've always held a couple of things in mind. One of them is, how does it get easier than this? Like, that is a really driving force for me, because I want my life to feel easy and effortless and peaceful, and know that money is always going to be created, and trusting that and trusting my ability to do that. And that's really powerful, as opposed to, you know, again, orientation. Oh, there's something wrong. I need to go and look for it and find it. And then we're actually focusing in the incorrect way to take us towards what we want. But one thing a spiritual teacher said to me once, which really landed with me, and I was just like, I'm going to crack this nut no matter how long it takes me. And he said, you didn't come here to suffer.
Right.
And I was like, I grabbed onto that, right? Like,
yeah.
If I need to know this. And then I was like, okay, if that's true, show me more information. Like, and then having the universe really bring you information, which helps increase your awareness. So you can shift beyond that constant ego reflex, which is just hammering you to get to a place that there is a field on the other side of it where you get to experience peace. And from that peacefulness, like, you as a channel are more open, and what you desire can flow through you more effortlessly.
It's so true.
And, you know, I love talking about alignment, because it's like, when you're thinking about alignment being like, oh, everything's lined up, it's just moving beautifully, it all feels perfect, there's no, oh, I'm doing it wrong in that.
Yeah, it's beyond that, right? And you have a gift, because, you know, you incline towards that. But, you know, in my 33 plus years of my practice around healthy money, since so much of it is mindset. I mean, I've, you know, compared to the amount of applications I filled out to coaching people or talking to people around their emotions around money and how that makes them do what they do or not do and stay, you know, unempowered, right? It really blew my mind. I didn't really realize it till about year 25. And it was like, you know, I'm talking more to people about their mindset around money. Like, oh, my husband did this. That's why I have to do it. Or all the emotions around it said, like, it doesn't work anymore. It's time to move on. Right.
And letting go. Yeah, because I think I might have said to you previously, I worked in banking for 13 years and five of those, I worked in private bank for high net worth individuals. And I remember one day when I was banking advisor, so I was doing lending and mortgages for clients, and I had to tell a customer that his loan had been turned down. And I swear to God, it was like watching somebody crumble.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
By saying, I'm really sorry, but your loans, and you know what this is like, it's horrible because you can see that this is attached all their value to this answer of like yes or no that you have got the loan, because of course it's about them creating and their potential. But what happened is he couldn't hear me after that. His own feelings and thoughts about it. Right. He couldn't say, okay, well, let's set up a savings account. We'll come back in 6 months. Well, this is what you can do to increase your credit score. Right. He couldn't. And I was like, this is so powerful. Yeah. And it needs to shift, right? There needs to be a better solution.
Yes.
And, you know, like when I started my business too and coaching, all I used to do, Chris, is I used to ask my intuition, what's the next step? And I did that for like 5 years. I didn't even have a business plan.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and I came from banking where it was all about projections and financials, et cetera. And that really worked for me. And then I was like, oh, I need to create more strategy. Like I went a bit more mind-based. Mm-hmm. And what's ironic is now I'm like, I'm letting go of the strategy and I'm going back to that consciousness because there is an infinite resource known as this energy, which moves through my body, which is who I am, which has access to all this information. I don't need to do it the hard way by thinking that I need to do this and I need to do this. One of the things I often see too in my coaching practice, and I've done it before myself, I just need to get the next program. I just buy the next thing. I'll learn about the funnel. I'll learn about ads. Right. I'll learn about this.
Right.
But we forget, who am I being Am I choosing it going, this is going to be the thing that changes my life? Or am I choosing it going, the answer's not inside of me, it's in this, so I need to get it in me? Which is incorrect, of course, because we are this really powerful being. So unraveling a little bit of that and going, what does it look like if I am the solution? If I am the answer? If I am the creator and I can create infinite amounts of money through creative energy? And of course, that means like receiving awareness and taking action on it. But often that looks like for people, they get an idea and then they put it into play. It doesn't unfold the way that they want it to. They start attributing meaning, going, oh my God, this is not working. As an entrepreneur, I've made an offer. Nobody's accepting my launch. What does it mean that somebody hasn't liked my Facebook post? Right. And we bog ourselves down into the mark, into the slump.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not. You know, that circumstantial power, I'm being navigated by my circumstances rather than who I really am.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it really is, it's a journey to accelerate abundance. It isn't just abundant money, but it's that abundant joy, the abundant feeling. And maybe you could enlighten our audience on any specific techniques or practices or that they could implement right away to start aligning with their desires to experience faster manifestation and joy in their life and in living in the present moment.
Yeah, I think one of the best things to do is to tap into that consciousness and potential. I have a free gift for your audience, which is literally like tapping into your future ideal self, which is where you get to play in the energies, like you're opening up your imagination, right? But you're helping your body to get used to what it feels like on a particular frequency, right? Like what is the energy of wealth? What does it feel like in my body if I'm really rich or everything is taken care of or I can manifest my desires easily? What does that feel like through my physical form? Feels pretty good, right? Everybody wants to have that experience and go, I think about it and then I get to create it, you know, but I do this with the universe all the time. I play little games, right? Like I played a game once of like, what would it feel like to get paid every day? And as an entrepreneur, of course, that's possible. Now I pretty much get paid every day because I set that as an intention. But to start with, when I first started playing with that, like it was 10 days out of 14. And I was like, that's pretty cool for just playing around with it.
Mm.
But again, you get to ask, you know, the other day I was like, I actually was really tired. I came back from Australia and I was like, what would it take to have a nap and have another couple of people step into this program that I'm offering right now? I woke up and another person had stepped in. So again, to be in that playful conscious creation, I know people hear that and they just think, you know, they have a tendency to rationalize it, but you miss out on all the joy when it's you
so
do
true.
That.
So
we've
true.
Seen this before.
Yes,
which
yes.
Is weird.
Yeah.
Now, people are wealthy, but they're not happy. And
no,
that's not right. The end game, right? You want
right.
to be fulfilled and joyful and happy. That's true abundance.
Right.
And the money, rather than just having a huge bank account and still feeling disconnected,
yeah.
fulfilled, or
right.
living dissonance.
It reminds me, that's just perfect way of saying it, because it reminds me, I had a Greg Braden on here on my show podcast, and he had done research and actually had gotten this original scriptures from before the Bible, right? You know, dug up from even before the Essenes, the original ones, right? And it was talking about prayer, and the way that it was phrased was, you feel it first, right? You're feeling, you're thankful you already have it. I can't
yeah.
say it as cool, but that's pretty much what it is. That you're just, thank you for it already. Thank you, God, you know, for manifesting, but you feel it. You're not like, I want this. Well, you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
that's
right? And it's ancient. This is ancient. This is like just, you know, this time, this has been around for a long time, right?
Yeah, because what you're talking about, if we go back to spirit, you're talking about the difference between I want and I am.
Right.
I want to be rich. I am rich.
Right.
Boom. One creates gap, the other one closes it.
Exactly.
And what's in the gap looks like. And this is the thing, like this is what I did with some clients today. Like we were talking about a few things that they wanted to create. And the mind, of course, starts bringing up objections or that's not possible. But when they start tuning it into this consciousness, the answer from consciousness is always, of course, it's done.
Right. It's so casual.
It's like, well, exactly, right? But then it's like, okay, if it's done, how do I manage my relationship? A big one is with time. Because people go, okay, I have the desire, I've set the intention, I've put it out there, but then time goes by and then they go, oh, it's not working because it's not here. And often impatience is fear-based. So, right, when they're feeling impatient, they're feeling like they're basically saying that the universe is doing something wrong and that's never going to work.
It's never going to happen, right. Exactly.
Right? So back
push it away, push it away, right.
Who am I being in this moment? Am I going to navigate myself in such a way that I'm coming from my power as opposed to allowing something external to determine my reality for me? So,
That's it there. Staying in that peace no matter what external is coming at you.
Yeah.
And I bet you've witnessed countless transformations on the path to abundance. Maybe, do you have anything particular, like one that you might want to share that's kind of inspiring?
Oh, there's one that just happened recently. Like I run a program called Elegant Wealth, and it was so funny because the person who stepped in, I won't say her name because I don't have her permission for this particular podcast, but she stepped in and she, you know, you could tell that she had some reservations, you know, like when sometimes people don't really believe that this manifestation thing is possible, and they have a little bit of, you know, maybe being a cynic, maybe being a little bit of the energy of like, you need to convince me. And of course, like my job as the facilitator is to hold the space of like, well, even if you can't see it right now, it's still possible for you. So we did some work and we're recording and measuring what we're creating, and she's noticing her numbers, and she'd set the intention that she wanted to create, I'll say $20,000. And you know, she had created about 5,000 and she was noticing the gap, and she was like, ah. But then what happened is she had an awareness that it was already in her field that there was this car available. Now, the car had come from a family member who'd passed away, but it was still sitting in somebody's garage about a year later. And it had got to the point where the family were like, well, if nobody in the family wants it, we're going to sell it. And then she actually, it finally dawned on her that she could actually take the car because she'd opened up her ability to receive and it was already there. And then, right, she sends us a picture. She's like, okay, yes, I've asked for it. It's at the garage. But she was like, you know, I'm not going to believe it until it's in my driveway. So she sends us a picture of it in her driveway. Guess what the value of the car was?
I don't know. What?
$20,000, which is what she had asked for, right? But again, this is why we need to be open to how things come to us.
Interesting, yeah.
And again, right? The rational mind can go, oh, we'll just rationalize that. Well, of course, it came from an estate. When you do that, you miss out on the magic, right? You're actually a creator. And what people don't understand about manifesting, you're doing it already. But when you start to do it consciously, everything takes off.
That's it right there. And the consciousness lights everything up. I have a mastermind that's in formation called Conscious Giving, you know, where like-minded people come together and they use their gifts to change the world instead of just, you know, writing a check to a charity that you don't ever know gets there, that we become the force multipliers. We become the change in the giving. So the conscious and the awareness really, it's put it like putting a light on it. And it does make it happen. It's crazy. It's like the big ear is listening. Okay, you know, you ask for what you have need of, boom, it's there. I didn't, right?
And a lot of the work, when my clients kind of click in and kind of get it, like it's downloaded and they're like, oh, I've got it. The work really from there, Chris, it looks like, how does it get better than this? Like, who do I need to be in order to hold more, like a bigger container or more free? Because money holds a
Bigger.
frequency, right? Like, again,
Right.
then what my work is to just to continue expand. And who do I need to be to generate that volume?
Right. And I've noticed, you know, on my journey as coming, you know, from a mountaintop experience in back into the world and making money, what a difference it was with why, my why. Why was I doing, you know, you can only drink one cup of coffee. But when I had purpose, and that kind of happened, you know, in the middle when I took all the blessings that I had and I shifted them around to how can I use what I do to help people, help millions of people? And the minute I shifted that, all of a sudden, all these new opportunities started to come to me that are so fulfilling, way more fulfilling to me than multi-millions in a bank, because I get to help and have the heart connections. And that's really what I live for, that connection, that heart, living that way. So it changes everything, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, like that's so important when it comes to talking about money,
Right.
because money can take people into their ego and their heads so quick. It's
Oh,
orientated,
so fast.
no negative power dynamics, you know, materialism, consumerism, all the things, right? But making money heartfelt and helping
Right.
people to create a conscious relationship with money, it's like chef's kiss, right? It's the ultimate, because they get to experience the fulfillment from the inside out as well as the money. It's like, why wouldn't you? Of
Right.
course, both. So, yeah,
Yeah.
it's got to
Well,
come back to love, doesn't it? It's all got to come
yeah.
back to love.
That it all comes back to love, right? Love wins for sure. Tell everybody what you're excited about and how they can get in contact with you.
Oh, I'm so excited at the moment, Chris. I'm actually organizing a retreat. So I've had a couple of people step in already, so I'm super excited about that. It's actually in October in Crete in the Greek islands, which
Oh
I'm
boy, my favorite
passionate about.
place.
Yeah, right. I got guided to do the retreat there, so I'm super excited
Nice.
about that. But you know, I just love sharing information that helps people to become fulfilled and wealthy. It's the Wealthy Spirit Retreat that I'm actually hosting, so that's coming up soon. I always offer the Elegant Wealth Program, which is super exciting. It's so fun, right? It's so fun to come together with other people who are like-minded and see and celebrate each other. I think that's something that people are really craving, is to be celebrated in their wealth creation, because there can often be a lot of shame, I'm sure you know, when it comes to money, or even saying this is how much money I'm making or not making. So to celebrate all of it is really important, and to do that with lots of people. So you can find me on Facebook under the Intuitive Life Academy, but my website is www.rebeccadavison, davison.life, life. So the
Wonderful.
best places to find me.
All right. Rebecca, it's been a pleasure to talk to you and have this wonderful sparking heart connection, and hopefully can help lots of people.
Thank you, Chris. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be here. I appreciate you.
All right. We'll see you again.
Bye.
As we conclude this enlightening conversation with Rebecca Davidson, let's remember that the journey to financial abundance begins with the alignment of our energies and beliefs. Take the insights shared today and embark on your own journey of rapid manifestation. Until next time, dear listeners, continue to dream big, align your energies, and watch as the universe conspires to fulfill your desires. This is Money 911, where every question leads to transformation. There's so much to learn about healthy money. I hope today's discussion brings you one step closer to securing and protecting your future. So you can get started on the right foot, go to meetwithchrismiller.com and schedule your free financial fitness strategy session. Thank you for listening, and please subscribe to Money 911 so you don't miss our next episode, which includes health, wealth, and peace of mind.